Herzlich willkommen zum Retten-Podcast aus der Rubrik First Aid for Your English. Den englischen und deutschen Text finden Sie in der aktuellen Ausgabe von Retten, das Fachmagazin für den Rettungsdienst.
Traffic accident on the motorway. Emergency call. Thomas Meyerhoff is looking anxiously out into the storm as the radio sounds. Ambulance crews 1831 and 1834, serious accident on the A81 towards Heilbronn. The crews of both ambulances receive more detailed information on the way. A large accident has occurred just before motorway exit, and the incoming emergency calls haven't given a clear picture. As a result, the crews have to estimate the situation as quickly as possible on the way. As well as the two ambulance crews, two more ambulances, two emergency doctors, the fire service and the police are also on their way. Situation at the scene. The two ambulances alerted first arrive almost simultaneously. Meyerhoff calls in an initial situation report to the dispatch center. 1831, road traffic accident with 10 to 15 cars, two lorries and a full coach. A lot of vehicles are wedged together. There will probably be a few serious injuries in the cars, but the coach isn't badly damaged. There's no indication of hazardous materials in the two lorries. I'll report further after I've done the triage. Based on this report, the dispatch center alerts more ambulances and two emergency rescue helicopters. Triage at the scene. As a trained tactical leader and experienced paramedic, Meyerhoff takes charge of the accident scene until the emergency doctors arrive. His team colleague Alexander Haupter and the crew of the other ambulance stay by the ambulance and direct the oncoming vehicles. Patients that are uninjured or able to walk will be grouped together on a field by the side of the road. Before Meyerhoff begins, he calls the trainee over to him. Claudia, get the emergency rucksack and come with me. Meyerhoff goes purposefully from vehicle to vehicle, giving instructions calmly and constantly taking notes. As he directs the uninjured to the assembly point, he gives the first aider the job of looking after the patients who are trapped or unable to walk. Report to the dispatch center. After only a few minutes, Meyerhoff calls in a detailed report to the dispatch center. The MSTART method, modified simple triage and rapid treatment, provides a basis for his assessment. Using this algorithm, patients are assessed for their ability to walk, respiration, circulation, and mental status, and then grouped into triage categories accordingly. After making his report, Meyerhoff contacts the crew of the first emergency doctor at the scene. In accordance with incident planning, the driver takes over the tactical leadership of the incident and the emergency doctor the role of the leading doctor. Handling of the incident. As they arrive, the ambulances are assigned to patients with the triage categories T1 and T2. T1 patients have the highest priority with acute life-threatening injuries and require immediate treatment. T2 patients are seriously injured and must be dealt with urgently, but they are second priority. The chief emergency physician and the tactical leader take over the coordination of the teams and, together with the fire service crew leader, they organize the rescue of casualties trapped in their vehicles. As Meyerhoff and Haupter's ambulance is blocked in by traffic at the exit of the accident scene, it serves as an assembly point for those with minor injuries. The uninjured are cared for by volunteers from the special emergency group. In just under half an hour, all of the seriously injured casualties are on their way to hospital, and those with minor injuries have received basic treatment. Incident debriefing. After the incident, the colleagues sit together and describe their impressions. The trainee seems especially affected. Meyerhoff is concerned and at the end of the shift takes her to one side. Claudia, how did you find the incident? The triage bothered me the most, she explained. It was totally different from what we usually do. We just walked through and hardly did anything. Meyerhoff explains. In the first few minutes of a mass casualty accident, it's especially important to give yourself an overview and not to stop to care for individual patients. I find that difficult too. And I can totally understand why that bothered you.
Der Text stammt von Rico Kuhnke und Steven Dotz. Gesprochen wurde er von Nina Ospelt. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und bis zum nächsten Mal. Ihre Rettenredaktion.